While New York would not be as greatly affected as some other states if the Affordable Care Act were to be repealed, there could be some changes to the health care exchange. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Republicans in control of the House, Senate, and soon the presidency are now positioned to try to repeal President Obama's health care law.
New York's State of Health is a marketplace for buying health insurance. It operates under the Affordable Care Act, but is a self-sustaining program, meaning the state pays for it so it can run on its own. And it chips in for a part of the subsidies to help eligible customers buy insurance. A repeal of the Affordable Care Act would affect the remaining costs of those subsidies paid for by the federal government.
The big question out there is, how do we make up that federal deficit from what is being put in by the federal government? How does the state make that up? And we don't have that answer.
Brian Van Benskoden, an insurance programs coordinator with ACR Health, says it would fall on Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature to decide. Van Benskoden says other items they would lobby the state to include from the Affordable Care Act are the pre-existing condition clause, caps on benefits, and dependent coverage up to age 26.
These are all big things that have changed the landscape of health insurance in the United States and in New York that we will maintain a fervor to keep in effect.
There are also provisions some Republicans think should remain law even if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. Regardless of what happens in the future, ACR Health encourages the uninsured to get covered now during the Affordable Care Act's open enrollment. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.